listening to Currently Binging, the podcast about all things TV and movies. Stay connected by rating, subscribing, and commenting on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And now for this week's episode. Hey guys, it's Eva, and I'm here with another episode of Currently Binging, the podcast about all things TV and movies. If you are listening for the first time, welcome. Make sure you hit that subscribe button or whatever platform you're listening to my voice on. Also, take like an extra 10-15 seconds to leave a comment, rate, all that great stuff, because it's highly appreciated. So let's get into this, guys. I am excited. I know you're probably like, where have you been? Where have the episodes been? Like, we needed a little bit of more CB in our lives. Well, I was on vacation and now I'm back. Well rested and ready to get into the swing of things. You guys, it is around my favorite time of the season, which is the fall premiere TV time. And you guys know every single year never fails. I'm super excited to discuss all the fall TV shows that are coming and premiering. And then by the time the end of the season comes around, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the longest season on earth. But that's neither here nor there. We are going to do things pretty similar to how we did them last year for our fall TV preview episode. But this year, you know, you learn from previous mistakes, and this year we're going to change things up just a little bit. So still going to keep the same format. We're still going to get into each show. We're going to talk about what we know. For some of these shows, I'm going to talk about what I'm looking forward to and what I don't want to see. Some of them I'm not, because it's a lot to cover. Also, something slightly different from last season's preview or fall TV preview episode is that I actually included new shows that I had no background on at all and had not watched one snippet of. And some of those I actually ended up following through to the end of their seasons. Other shows, not so much. And so keeping that in mind, I decided to create a new section on the list, and it is called Mentionables. So I will be mentioning either shows that I haven't really discussed on Currently Binging before that I do watch that will be premiering this season. So I'll have those listed there. Shows that I do discuss on Currently Binging but are not your standard regular broadcast TV or regular full season type of a show, I have that listed there. And then any new shows that I'm contemplating watching, I have those listed there as well. So you'll see a lot of Netflix shows there, a lot of new shows there, and even a reality show, guys. Like, well, not really a reality show, but we'll get to it when we get there. So with that being said, you guys, we have a lot of shows to discuss. I actually didn't count, but you know, based on my season finale episodes, like pretty much everything that I watched last year that I did a season finale on is in this list. And you guys know that that was split out in multiple episodes just based on how or when the shows ended. So let's get into this. It's so much. Let's start with you guys. Honestly, I forgot to mention fall TV starts next week. So that's another reason why we need to get into this. So kicking it off, 9-1-1. I actually don't have a lot listed here. I actually have also not fully watched the trailer for this. Like I said, you guys, I was on vacation. I was on vacation like out of the country for almost 2 weeks. So therefore, I was not watching any type of TV. Actually, I did binge some things that were like shows that premiered earlier in the year on on my flights and stuff. But as far as trailers and all that stuff, I did not watch any of that while I was going. And I was going the first 2 weeks of September. So that's usually when a lot of these trailers and things drop. So half of the shows I'm going to talk about, I did watch their trailers. Some of them I didn't. When we talk about This Is Us, they've dropped like 500 trailers. So I've seen some of those trailers, probably not the most recent one. But anyways, 9-1-1. So 911, I actually don't have a lie here. We do know based off of what was in the trailer that they were kicking things off hardcore because, I mean, it's 911. Why wouldn't we? With a tsunami. So we're going to see the team deal with that. And we actually are going to see Buck struggle a lot with his recovery from his injury that happened at the end of season 2. So this is the third season. We also see that Maddie and Chimney, we're going to get to explore a little bit more of their relationship. And then we also get to see Bobby and Athena like as a married couple. So we'll see what that looks like for them. And we're also going to get some more of our, they're still part of the team, but you know, and I talked about this when I talked about the season finale, how I liked how we got more of our kind of like, I don't want to call them secondary characters because they play major roles, but we got a little bit more background info on them. So I'm assuming we're going to get a little bit more into our team members and not necessarily just zero in on Buck and Athena and Bobby, but actually like spread out and see more of like Hen and Chimney and all of that. So that's what we know. I mean, what I'm looking forward to, I think 911 is an interesting show just because it is a Ryan Murphy show. And Ryan Murphy, like I've watched a lot of his shows, and usually the more seasons that we get into, the more it seems that the show story-wise for me seems to struggle a little bit. But I did enjoy the second season. I am excited to see where we go in this third season. We know we're going to still have the most random of random 911 calls and see how the team deals with that as well as their own personal struggles. So I'm excited just to see more development as far as the team. There's not really a lot that I don't want to see. I think with 911, because 911 is a shorter, it's not like a full order season. I actually don't have, I thought I wrote down the episode count for the show, but I didn't. So I know 911 generally is not more than like 15 episodes, and I'm giving it a little extra saying 15. So I don't want to see any weird filler episodes, because even with a short season, we still had like random filler episodes thrown in that didn't really add to the overall storyline. So then when we got to what, I didn't even know we had a main storyline, but when we got to it with the whole thing that happened with the kid who wanted to kill Bobby because of everything that happened with his father, like when we got to that, I was like, okay, so this is a main thing. Like, I didn't even know that. So I feel like if they want to have an overarching storyline for this season, they need to make it very clear and apparent from the jump so that we know what that theme is for that entire season. It doesn't seem like we just all of a sudden have this overarching thing that just appears at the end of the season, if that makes sense. So that's 911. 911 premieres on September 23rd. So make sure you mark your calendars for that. Let's move on to Manifest. Manifest was actually one of the shows that I did talk about last year in my fall preview episode as a new show. So this season is their sophomore season, the second season. They will have a mid-season premiere to allow for zero interruptions, because you know when we talk about network TV and usually we have a lot of holiday things that happen, so we have a lot of gaps that end up happening because we have to take breaks to account for this holiday and account for that holiday and account for sporting events and all that stuff. So to make sure that that doesn't happen and make sure that they can run each episode back to back to back, Manifest will premiere mid-season. So there's not a solid date yet. There will be 13 episodes. We will get a new character that is going to play a very important role in episode 12. We're going to learn some more about some of the other people from Flight 828. There will be a university student who Ben will kind of take under his wings. So I'm excited to see what happens with that, because we know like Ben and everything that was happening with his wife and all that drama, like all that. I'm just like, I don't need any more of that. We still don't even know who Grace's baby daddy is. So like, we still have to deal with that. So I'm excited to see like some normalcy kind of with how that relationship will play out between this student and Ben. Michaela is getting a new young bright-eyed partner, so we'll see how that dynamic works for her because she's kind of been kind of functioning on her own since she's been back and kind of trying to keep like those who work with her at arm's length. So we'll see how that all works out. Something major is going to happen. It's going to happen with Sanvi and the major. I shouldn't say major. So with the major, the character who we were introduced in the first season, we see that Sanvi is going to be going through these therapy sessions. So something major is going to happen with that. We are probably going to have a possible time jump when we return. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, especially since we found out that there is possibly a timestamp for when our return from Flight 828 will die, which I think that is the thing I am the most looking forward to because you guys know I love me a mystery and I love trying to figure things out. And this is the mystery of all mysteries. It's just how the whole Flight 828, what happened, where did they go? Like, I want to dig more deep into this mystery and figure out what happened and where we're going and how we're going to fix it. I don't want to see a bunch of drawn out drama over who Gray's baby daddy is. If they need to take a test, let them take the test and let's resolve this quickly because I don't need 5 episodes dedicated to that. So that is Manifest. I just told you guys, we got a lot to talk about. So we're just gonna keep trucking. The Good Doctor, season 3. I actually don't have a lot on The Good Doctor either. We do know that this season will focus a lot on Sean's love life and his personal development. We know that Dr. Carly Lever, who we were introduced it to last season and who he asked on a date at the end of the season, which was like the cutest thing that happened all last season. We know that she'll be a main love interest for Sean and that actress was promoted to series regular. So looking forward to seeing that and seeing Sean go on dates and all of that stuff. So all my notes are about Sean, but I do know we're going to have a lot of things happening with some of the other characters. And I think for me, what I most want to see is just more exploration into our other doctors outside of Sean. And I do think they did that a little bit in the second season, but to the point where like I want to actually care about them. Some of them I care about and some of them I don't really care about. So I feel like the ones that they really want us to care about, like we need to see more like personal things from them, like what's going on in their personal lives outside of the hospital. And then what I don't want to see is like, I'm excited that we're going to see more so Sean like dating and all that more personal things and doing things outside of work and not necessarily like always being the problem or the issue like he's been in these first couple of seasons. And so with that being said, I don't want it to seem like they're trying to force Sean into these relationships that he may not be ready for. And just like, I don't know, I'm also kind of a little bit scared of how this is all going to play out for Sean because Sean, you know, he's like our main character. He's a good doctor. He like pulls on your heartstrings. So I don't know. I just don't want to see him be put in a situation where he's like hurt and then he reverts into behavior. I mean, I guess it will be because this is like showing how someone with autism could deal with these certain situations. I don't know. Just handle it with care. Handle it with care. So that is The Good Doctor. This Is Us. Now, last year for the fall preview episode, I had so many notes on This Is Us. And this year they were really trying to keep it tight-lipped, but I feel like they have released a trailer every other week. Literally, I have, so all these shows I watch, I have them set up to be recorded on my DVR. And so anytime they release a new trailer, it gets, for some reason, not sure why, the DVR is like, oh, this is a new episode. So it records it. And I've had at least 4 or 5 recordings of just a trailer. And I'm just like, okay, y'all, give me just one trailer. That's all I need. I don't understand what is going on. But anyway, what we know about season 4 of This Is Us. Oh, I didn't tell you guys. The Good Doctor premieres on September 23rd. So yeah, put that on your calendar. But this is us. Well, we know there are a lot of new characters just based on what we've seen in the trailers. No clue on who exactly these people are going to be. They're keeping it very tight-lipped, but we can make some guesses based on what we saw at the end of season 3 in that flash forward. So these can be some of the future family members. These can be people that they meet in the present timeline. There's a lot to work with. And so I don't know. I'm just going to leave it open. I'm going to make sure that I am open to whatever could happen with these new characters, because I honestly have no clue who these people are going to be. And it's hard to tell based on the trailers. What all of the actors on the show have been saying in all of their interviews for this season is that we are to expect the unexpected. And I mean, this is us. I feel like they have been trying to shock us every single season. I mean, this is the show where you pretty much are guaranteed to cry every episode. Even though I will say last season, I didn't really cry as much as I did the first two seasons. But I'm hoping that we're not like trying to go back to like the very weepy, dramatic episodes. And I'm hoping we're not, because even if you look at the promo, like if you look at the promo for like the promo image for last season, it was very serious. And like they all, the Pearson family was like all hugged together, just serious faces. And then you look at the promo image for this season, we're back to like the different squares with them smiling and happy and all that stuff. So hopefully, I don't know, but when they were smiling happy in the first two seasons, they were like the most that people cried. So I don't know. Just expect the unexpected. We know that we are going to meet Rebecca's dad this season. Randall and Beth are back to normal. Thank God. We know they had a lot of drama last season. We know they're still going to have some issues this season because they are relocating their family to Philly to be closer to Randall's political office, because you know he is now a person in office of the people. And we know that Beth is going to start her dance school or whatever. It's going to be a dance instructor, so they're going to be done with that. Katie and Toby are new parents, so we're going to get to see that, as well as we're going to get to see how their dynamic is with Rebecca now living very close to them because she has relocated to California to help them with baby Jack. So that'll be interesting. We also know that Kevin's career is going to be picking up. So we're going to get to see more of him with these very high profile real actors that we saw him be around in the previous season. So that will be interesting. And as far as Jack is concerned, because it's like, okay, where do we go with Jack? We know how he died. We know kind of where he started and his whole military background. So like, where do we go with Jack? And for Jack, we are going to explore Jack in his early 20s. So yeah, I think I'm most excited about seeing what happens with the whole like flash forward scene that we saw at the end of last season. And I don't think that they're going to dwell too much on it, but I think there are a lot of questions that need to be answered based on that finale. And I want to kind of see some of those gaps filled. So This Is Us premieres September 24th, and we're going to move right along to Empire. I almost didn't want to talk about Empire because Empire had so much drama outside of the show thanks to everything that happened with Jesse Smollett. But we are going to be Jamal free this season, because what we know for this sixth season, one, is that this is going to be the final season of Empire. So the series finale, I should have said this at the beginning of the episode, but I feel like this is the season of finales or series finales. I kind of felt like that too last year, but this year especially, I feel like a lot of things are ending. But this is going to be the last season. Jesse is not returning to Empire at all. And so they have already written what's going to happen with Jamal. So Jamal will pretty much, him and Kai go on their honeymoon. They decide to take a sabbatical from the Lion family. And so they're pretty much going to stay on an indefinite honeymoon, which is like, okay. So yeah, we know that White Tracy will be a main antagonist for this season, because we know that Kingsley ended up killing himself so that he can give his heart to Andre so that Andre could live, because we had all that drama with who's going to die, what lion's going to die. And of course, it was like a side character. It was Kingsley. So like no one really cared. But so we're going to see the aftermath of that. We know that the actors who play Terry Treasure, Damon Cross, and Devin have been promoted to series regulars. Lucius is trying to prove his innocence. And Cookie is going to be a TV personality. And Andre is pretty much running Empire. So, yeah, I think what I'm looking the most forward to is the end of this series. We're not going to lie. Empire has had some struggle seasons. And there have been seasons where I've been like, yes, okay, I feel like the show's getting back on track. And there have been seasons where I felt like, okay, no, this is diverting as far as tracks are concerned. And I think for me, and I've said this before, is Empire started off as, it wasn't a full series order. It was a shorter season. And I think it worked like that. And then as each season came, it got longer and longer and longer and longer, which left room. And then also because it's on Fox and how they premiere it, it ends up having like these huge gaps between episodes. And so it's just like by the time it returns from the winter break in March, it's like, who cares what's going on with Empire anymore? Because it's been 3 months since we last saw what was going on with the Lyons family. So like, I'm just happy to see how we wrap this all up and see how we end with the Lyons family. Because, I mean, 6 seasons, it lasted longer than I thought it was going to last, to be honest. And so I'm happy that we get to get a series send-off. Because you guys know I am always for having a series finale and a proper send-off for a show. So, yeah, Empire premieres 9/24. On a new night, so make sure you mark that on your calendar. So the last show before, I know you guys are like, oh wait, that's the last show? Oh no, no, no. We still got more shows to talk about, but this one is the last show before we discuss the CW shows, because you guys know CW pretty much runs my TV schedule. So the last one before you jump over to CW is How to Get Away with Murder, which is on its 6th and final season. This is another show that will be doing its final run. Not really that surprising. Honestly, I thought that as much as I love How to Get Away with Murder, I think it's a very solid show. The acting is top notch across the board. But this was a show that I thought was going to end probably 2 seasons ago, just based on everything that's been happening. And so when you get to adding more and more seasons to a series, you kind of start to feel like things are getting repetitive, like there's not really anything new and fresh about the story. And How to Get Away with Murder has had some struggle, I don't want to say seasons, but has had some struggle moments, but they've always been able to kind of like pull it all together by the time the season has ended. So I'm not surprised that this is the final season. I'm excited to see, I'm already jumped to what I'm excited about for the season. I'm excited to see how this all shapes up and how this all ends, because based on what we know, I'm also a little bit scared about how this is going to end. So this final season is going to be 15 episodes. We know based on what happened in the last season that Laurel and baby Christopher are missing. And so we know we're going to deal with that and try to figure out where they are. And one of the things that we know, and they've been very tight-lipped on things to know about this season, like very tight-lipped. So the only other thing that we know is that major characters are going to die. And I don't know if my heart is set up for this, because you guys know how I felt when Wes died, because Wes was like a main character for me. And so when they killed him off, I was just like, oh my gosh, you guys have literally ripped my heart out. And so they have been saying like, no, these are not going to be side characters, background characters, like no, real major characters that we love and care about are going to die. And I don't know if I'm ready for it. I don't even know if I can sit here and try to sanely predict who I think is going to die, because like, I don't even know who would deserve to die. Like, the only one who I could think of is like maybe Frank, maybe Bonnie. But then when we start talking about like the kids, I just don't know if my heart is set up for that. So So that is what we know. And that is also what I am looking forward to, but also very hesitant about. So, How to Get Away with Murder, the final season premieres 9/26. Oh, get ready, y'all, because this is going to be a ride. I already feel it. And we're just going to leave it at that. So let's jump over to the CW, because you guys know the CW runs my life as far as TV is concerned. So how do I want to do this? These are all Arrowverse shows, except for Riverdale. So how about we do, and mind you, I'm going to have timestamps for all this in case you want to jump around because you're like, I don't care about the show. I just want to know what you have to say about this one particular show. I will have timestamps so you can jump around. Let's do, how about we do it how they premiere? Because I think this is how I did it last year for the preview episode. So Supergirl comes on first. This will be season 5 for Supergirl. What we know is that Wynn is back. Wynn is making an appearance this season. Not quite sure what that all is going to entail, but I'm excited for it. You guys know I was a little bit heartbroken when Wynn left. But I mean, when you start talking about these Arrowverse shows, and I'm going to talk about this more as I talk about some of these other shows in this universe. But when you start talking about these shows and just how much these, or how long possibly the series could be. And some of the actors are like, because it's kind of like when they sign up to do like the comic book movies and they sign up for multiple movies. And it's like, okay, I want to do something different. I want to like refresh my brand. So I'm not surprised when they leave, but I do like within this universe that they, when actors do make that decision, like, hey, I want to go do something else, then they do write it in a way that they can return at some point if they want to. So I'm happy to see Wynn back, and I can't wait to see how that all shapes out. We got a new costume for Kara. So like, I feel like everyone's getting a new costume this season across the whole Arrowverse, because literally for 3 of these shows, I wrote new costume, new costume, new costume. So Supergirl's getting a new costume. Also some sad news talking about people leaving. Makai Brooks will be exiting the show, which I'm like, you guys know, I've talked about his character James and how they have done his storyline on these previous 2 seasons. Like, especially last season, it just did not make sense for me, especially since he's a series regular and it always kind of seems like they push his character to the sideline. So I'm not surprised that Makai Brooks is exiting, but we will get to see James as Guardian on the show before he actually leaves. Not quite sure how many episodes he'll be on before he leaves, but that is something to note. What else? We will continue to draw from current events in the political climate, which is something that Supergirl has always done especially since she moved over to the CW. One of my biggest complaints on Supergirl has been their overarching storyline, because I feel like it's never really been a strong overarching storyline. I think last season they did a little bit better, but if that's one thing that I want to see from the show is a solid overarching storyline that just really pulls the entire season together once we get to the finale. If you're listening to me, I know it's probably too late, but that's the one thing that I ask from Supergirl every single season. That is what I want. So what else do we know? The villain this season is going to be the organization Leviathan. So if you are familiar with the comic books, then you probably know more than I do about Leviathan. And there are ties to other characters and other shows, but not quite sure if we're going to see any of those characters in Supergirl, i.e. Nissa Ghul. But, you know, who knows? Also, we know this because we're going to have a 5-episode crossover event this year. You guys know every year I do a separate episode on a crossover event. And this year's crossover event is going to be super special because it ties into one of the other Arrowverse shows that I'm going to talk about in a minute. But we do know, at least as far as Supergirl is concerned, that this crossover will impact her in a way previous crossovers haven't. So if that's the one thing I'm looking most forward to, and this is going to be across the entire Arrowverse, it is how the crossover event, which is Crisis, which is like a continuation of the Crisis event, which is also an actual comic book storyline. You guys know I'm not the comic book expert, so if you know more than me, then you already know. But if you don't, like, I'm not the comic book expert. But so I think over the entire Arrowverse, like, that is the thing that I'm looking the most forward to is a crossover event, because I know, like, I'm already getting emotional. We're only talking about Supergirl, and Supergirl definitely does not get me emotional. But, like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I just cannot wait. So Supergirl premieres same night, Sundays, on October 6th. So let's move on to Black Lightning, because Black Lightning and the Flash are both on the same night. Well, no, not anymore. Now they're, like, on different nights. So, yeah, if Supergirl is 10-6, which is a Sunday, that means Black Lightning is moving to Mondays. Or how was Black Lightning on Mondays last year? I could have sworn it came on after the Flash. Correct me if I'm wrong. But Black Lightning, this is season 3. Oh, I didn't even tell you guys what season of Supergirl. This is going to be season 5. Black Lightning, this is their third season. What we know, we'll see Tobias in the pit. We know that after his showdown last year between Black Lightning and Lightning. Is that, like, her actual, like, name? Don't come for me. Don't come for me. But we know that he got caught and he got put in the pit, which is special prison for superpowered people. And he's pretty much in solitary confinement. So we will see how he deals with that and how he'll have to use a different type of a gift to try to get his way out of that. We know that this season, the villain or the threat is a European metahuman army that is coming to Freeland to capture metas. And this is an army that has been put together by fictional European country, Markovia. So we will see that the Pierce family will have to work with the government to take down the Markovians. So it seems like that's going to be the overarching storyline for this season of Black Lightning. And then as far as the themes that we'll see this season, we'll see discussions not only just on things that affect the Black community, but we're going to see them branch out to things that affect the country as a whole. So they'll be discussing mental health and addiction issues this season. And finally, the thing that I am most excited about outside of what I mentioned for Supergirl, which is, like, how the overarching crossover. But guess what, guys? Black Lightning will officially join the crossover event this year. They have set out for its first two seasons, but finally, they are officially joining the Arrowverse in the crossover, and I'm excited to see how this all plays out. Like, I don't even know. I honestly don't know, but I am most excited about that. So Black Lightning premieres October 7th. Can't wait for that. Let's talk about The Flash. We are getting into season 6. Flash is getting up there. We're getting to season 6. What we know about The Flash. So we know that there will not be a time jump. So usually The Flash doesn't do a time jump. They usually start off exactly where they left off. So there won't be a time jump. We know that The Flash is now set up to disappear from the timeline in 2019 versus 2024 based on events that happened in season 5. We also know that Barry has a new costume because, you know, this is the season of new costumes. We have a new villain in Dr. Ramsey Rosso, aka Bloodwork. So if you are familiar with the comics, then you probably know more about him than I do. So excited to see how this villain shapes up, because I don't know anything about this villain, but I feel like every villain prior has been a villain that's had, like, speed or some type of, like, agility where they can move fast, you know? So I love when The Flash has a villain that is not a speedster. So looking forward to that. As far as what else, Crisis is happening now. Because the timeline has shifted and Barry is now set to disappear in 2019, which, like, you guys, this is 2019. We're in 2019 right now and not 2024, that we're pretty much, I just feel like this crossover event, a lot is going to happen and I don't know if I'm ready for it, but we know that for at least Barry, the crisis is happening now and Barry has seen billions of possible futures and deaths. So we're going to see what that all means and how that all shapes up and how that affects him this season. The show will seem fresher thanks to the crisis storyline, according to showrunner Eric Wallace. So excited about that, because I feel like also The Flash has kind of, which is, I think, not surprising based on the amount of seasons we have now had for The Flash, whereas it's kind of seeming like routine. And plus, it's also a full season order, like a 22 plus episode season. So it's just so long and it's so like, oh, so I'm excited to see how this crisis makes the show feel fresher. We know that Cisco, which you guys know I complained about in my finale episode discussion about season 5, Cisco is now powerless. And so we are going to see him deal with the aftermath of that and question if he made the right decision, which I don't think he did. So hopefully in some way he can get his powers back. I don't know. That's just me putting it out there. We also know that the season's Wells, because we get a new version of Wells every season. If there's anything that's fresh about The Flash, it's that it's Wells. Like, that's the one thing that's consistently fresh every season, is the new version of Wells that we get. And so we know that this season's Wells will be the most unique and will play an integral role in the crisis storyline. So I'm super excited to see how that all plays out. So Nora's demise will be dealt with earlier on in the season. We know that she disappeared from the timeline, so we kind of don't really know, like, what is to come of Barry and, why did I want to call her Alice? Her name is not Alice. Her name is Iris. Barry and Iris's future as far as offspring, because especially since Barry is supposed to disappear like in a few months. So we're going to see all of that. Also, Ralph gets a love interest, and this pretty much similar to who his love interest is in the comics. So again, if you read the comics, then you probably know more than I do. But I think that's a sign, you guys know that I have really enjoyed Ralph as an addition to the Flash team. And I think it came at a moment where, like, usually Cisco is kind of like our comedic relief. And then Cisco got real serious real quick. And then Ralph showed up. It was just like, okay, like, I love this addition to the team. So I'm excited to see how that all shapes up for him this season. But yeah, again, looking the most forward to this whole crisis storyline and just the lead up to the big crossover, because you guys, I don't know if I'm ready. So The Flash premieres October 8th. Mark your calendars. Before I get into the creme de la creme of the Arrowverse, let's talk about Legends. Legends, we're going into season 5. What we know, so we know that Legends usually premieres mid-season, and that's is going to be the same thing again for this season. As far as, I know it's 5 episodes for a crossover, so now I'm like, wait a minute, did I talk about 5 shows already? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So yeah, so Legends is not going to be a part of the crossover, which they weren't really a part of the crossover last year because it didn't really make sense for them, especially since they do a lot of time traveling. So it looks like they're not going to be a part of the crossover this year. Again, we do know that Ray and Nora will be leaving, or the actors who play Ray and Nora, so Brandon Routh and his in real life wife, will be leaving as series regulars. And Brandon Routh makes sure to tweet out, like, how much he loves the character and that this actually wasn't his choice or his decision to leave. It looks like that the whole direction of Ray was going in a whole totally different direction, to the point where, like, Ray will no longer be needed, it seems like. So it doesn't seem like this was something that he wanted. Like, he was ready and prepared to continue the long good fight on this show, which will lead into some of my frustrations with this show that I'm going to talk about in a minute. But we know also, based on the events of how the season ended last season for season 4, that this season will be very history heavy. So it is possible that we could see some heavy hitters as far as people who have committed, like, horrible crimes, like Lizzie Borden, to name one person. So that is very possible. Zari. So we know that Zari, based on everything that happened in the last season, pretty much her past was rewritten. So now her brother's alive. And so we have Azari who grew up in a world where her brother's alive and they're the act that pretty much the anti metahuman act. And I feel like metahuman is the wrong word, but you guys know all these shows, they all start to blend together. But the anti metahuman act that pretty much put her on the path to the Zarya that we know, that no longer happens. So therefore we are going to meet Azari who grew up to resent her brother for joining the legend. So that'll be interesting. We're also going to get a backstory from Charlie, which, you know, we'll probably kind of need since we don't really know too much about her other than just that she was inserted onto the team. So that gets into what I don't want to see, which is more so of a what I'm sick of. So Legends has always been a very interesting show. It's always been like on its own lane. And even when I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can watch Legends, it's still like very entertaining and I still watch it. And so I think for me, what I'm struggling with is I feel like a lot of like the team that we started with, and we're in season 5, so it's been a significant amount of seasons now. This team that we start off with, we don't really have anymore. So like the people from the original team that we still had was Ray. We had Sarah, and then we had Rory. So those are like the three from the original team that started the Legends. And then every season it seems like someone leaves the team and then we end up with like a new person. And so then we have to relearn someone else. And so then this is like the same thing that's happening now, like Ray, which why is Ray leaving? That doesn't even really make sense to me because Ray, I just feel like is an integral part in like the Arrowverse just based on like where he started. Like when you talk about people in the characters in Arrowverse and where they started, like the ones who started on Arrow and like branched off into their own shows, like why are we steady writing these people out of Legends? I don't understand. So if there's one gripe I have with Legends, it's like that they keep writing off characters that I feel like we shouldn't be writing off. And so then therefore we're getting all these other characters who's kind of like getting to the point where it's like, I honestly really don't care about these characters. I feel like we need to keep the characters that we actually care about and give them good, solid storylines instead of focusing on all these other characters that we don't necessarily care about with all these storylines that focus more on them. Therefore kind of pushing out our people who we actually care about. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's just kind of where I am with Legends. So I'm still gonna watch this season, see how it all wraps up. But yeah, so like I said, no actual premiere date, but it will premiere mid-season. Now let's get to Arrow, because I know that's what you've been waiting for me to talk about. So Arrow season 8. Oh my gosh, this is the final season for Arrow. This will be the series finale. This is going to be a short season, which you guys know I love a short season. And actually, when they said it was going to be 10 episodes, I'm like, okay, then that means they're going to give me a concise send-off, because I feel like with Arrow, like it needs, like I don't need a bunch of filler stuff. Like I need you just to be to like boom, 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 boom. Every single episode needs to be 100% on point, like above and beyond. So I'm glad that it's 10 episodes. It's kind of bittersweet that it's 10 episodes because like it's only 10 episodes, meaning if it's only 10 episodes, I'm pretty sure this is going to be done by the time we get to crossover. Like the crossover episodes are probably going to be the finale, if not that one, then the one after, because usually there's one more episode after the crossover before we do the mid-season finales. So I don't know how I feel about this. That's why I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting emotional. I haven't even talked about Arrow yet. But like, you guys, Arrow, I have literally, when you talk about 8 seasons, like that means it's been about 8 years now for Arrow, or like we're getting into the 8th year of Arrow. And has it really been that long? My gosh. And I talked about this, I don't even know if you can find it, but when I did the show as Glam Deets, I did talk about Arrow, and I talked about how I like accidentally, it wasn't even accidental. It literally was, because you guys know, I'm a Marvel person. Like as far as when we talk about like the movies and TV shows and all that, at that time it was like the movies, like hardcore Marvel, DC, it depends on what it is, but it's more so the movies. And at that time, it wasn't even really the TV shows. So when Arrow premiered, I came in mid-season based on a Facebook status. This tells you how long ago this was. Based on a Facebook status from someone that I went to school with who, like, we were cool in school. And so, like, if they said a show was hot, I'm like, okay, that show got to be hot. I need to check it out. And so based on that, I checked out the show and I was, like, hooked from the beginning. You guys know the first season of Arrow was, like, my jam. The best, the creme de la creme of Arrow seasons. Season one was on point. And so, like, that's how I got drawn into this. And just to see how much the Arrow has grown and how it's, like, branched into this thing where it's, like, its own thing, like the Arrowverse, where it's pretty much spit out multiple other spinoff shows. It has just been a strong unit. So it was really weird to see, like, this thing that has, like, birthed these other things coming to an end. And it's just, like, I don't know. It's just a whole bittersweet moment. And I could just sit here and be super geeky and emotional about it. But we're going to get into what we know about this season. So what else do we know? As far as Emily Bett Rickards returning as Felicity, it is still a very strong maybe, which to me makes it seem like it's a hard no. I still have no idea or don't know the reasoning behind why she decided to leave. I don't know if it was like a story direction. Like when I first heard the news about her leaving, I was trying to Google, like, why. It just seemed weird. It seemed like a weird situation. I just was not finding answers. So I don't know what's going on with it. I would not be surprised if we don't see Felicity in this final season. And I wouldn't be surprised if we do see her, to be honest. So still no word on what's going to happen with that. A lot of what happens this season revolves around the crossover. So we know, based on what happened last season, that the monitor is pretty much going to be playing a role throughout the entire Arrowverse leading up to the crossover. But the monitor showed up and was like, oh, remember what you said in last year's crossover event for Crisis? Oh yeah, it's time for you to go now. And so, like, he pretty much disappeared and left Felicity with the newborn baby. So so we know that's pretty much what we're going to be seeing. So I honestly don't know what we're going to see. Like, we know that Merlin and Moira are back, but they're back and they're together. So this is like where I'll, and this, so this is my guess based on, like, this one image that we're seeing. So I'm like, and also them saying, like, this is going to be a completely different season. Like, everything's going to be different. It's not going to be the same. So I'm like, okay, so are we going to be with Oliver when he's in wherever he is? And is he, like, seeing multiple different, like, worlds and versions of himself, but in different universes? So is he in a universe where Merlin and Moira are a thing? Like, I don't know. A lot of questions. What else do we know? A lot of character moments and callbacks from the series. So each episode is pretty much going to be like a greatest hits type of a thing. We do know, you guys know, I love me some Roy. And then when we actually found out what Roy was doing last season, where he was pretty much stuck in the flash forward episodes. So it sounds like Colton Haynes has been moved down to recurring and he's no longer a series regular for this final season. But with that being said, our 2040 flash forward character, so the one who plays Felicity and why do I want to say Stephen Amell? Oh my gosh, Oliver's daughter, and also John's or Diggle's adopted son. Those two actors have been promoted to series regulars, so will be, I don't know. We're still going to flash forward. You guys know how I feel about that. It's actually part of what I don't want to see. I don't want to see too much focus on a flash forward and them focusing on it for a potential spinoff, because honestly, I really don't care about what's going on in the future. I'm more so concerned about what's going on in the present. So that's all I'm going to say about that. What else? Oh, they also said there's going to be a different structure. So akin to how the comic books play with chronology. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that. We know we're going to meet future John Jr. So also interesting to see what happens with that, especially since we have met Diggle's other son, but we know that he's adopted and he's also Bronze Tiger's son. So Hopefully we're going to figure out what happened with that and how we got there. Also, we're going to have a different villain than we've ever had in Arrow on Arrow. So that'll be interesting. And there's a possibility we could see our faves on other shows in the Arrowverse after this all ends. Because you guys know it's been like the Arrowverse is going to continue on. Like, when I get down to the bottom, when I talk about mentionables, like, there's a show, a new Arrowverse show for this season that's also taking part in the crossover event. So, like, we know that the Arrowverse is going to continue to move forward even after Arrow ends, which just speaks to the legacy of Arrow. Like, I'm getting super deep here now. So, it'll be exciting to see where these characters could possibly go in the Arrowverse and what that could look like. And who would you want to see where? That's a real question. But yeah, other than that, I'm looking forward to how the series is going to wrap up and the crossover, because I mean, that's like the main event this year. And I don't know if I'm ready for it, guys. I don't know. So Arrow final season is premiering October 15th. Get your emotions ready, because you guys, I know it's going to be a ride. So final CW show, Riverdale. We actually have a good chunk of stuff we know about Riverdale this season. We're in season 4. And we know Riverdale has had its moments of struggling. Season 2, I'm looking at you. But last season was actually, I enjoyed last season, not going to lie. Even though I still think with all like full series shows that the season is just too freaking long. But that's neither here nor there. What do we know about Riverdale for season 4? So, something horrible happens senior year based on how we ended for season 3, and that the core 4 are trying to cover up, and Jughead is missing in this scenario. That's what we know. We don't know anything other than that. We know we're going to get a proper send off for Luke Perry, and we're going to get a proper episode dedicated to Luke Perry and kind of see how, what happens to Archie's father in the show and all of that. And so, I don't know. I think that's going to be a really sad episode. I don't know if I'm mentally and emotionally prepared for it, but we're going to get that. We know that there may be trouble, and you guys know that this is going to play into what I don't want to see this season, but let's talk about it. We know that there may be trouble in the waters for Cheryl and Tony, because Cheryl's dead brother is in her basement, because, you know, it's Riverdale. We also know that there might be trouble for Bughead this season, because, you know, it's senior year and we're talking about college and possibly, you know, going separate ways. So that is a possibility. Based on the trailer, which I actually did watch the trailer for Riverdale, we see Jug is buried alive and everyone's looking for him. We see something that looks like scandalous videos. We see Betty getting knocked upside the head with the butt of a rifle, which was like, what is going on? So that was just from the trailer. We'll see a lot of Buckhead's brother, because he will be investigating what happened to Alice and the farm, because Alice was working undercover. And we know last season that they disappeared. So we still need some answers on what all happened with that. This may be the last time we see the core 4 together, because again, it's senior year. So we're going to see them go on college visits. We're going to see spring break. We're going to see graduation. All the things that make a senior year, we're going to see on Riverdale this season. But we do know that we will have answers on that season 3 finale by this season's mid-season finale. So looking forward to that. What else? Oh, we're also going to get a very different kind of villain for this season. So not sure what that means. I feel like everyone for this season is like, we're going to get a different, new, never before seen type of a villain. And then we get the villain and it's like, oh my gosh, this sucks. But yeah, that's what we know. What I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the mystery of what happened with Alice in the farm, because I feel like that's a really big loose end that needs to be wrapped up. I'm looking forward to just seeing them, the kids in senior year, how that all shapes up and just where they all end up at the end of this season. There has been speculation that this could be the final season of Riverdale. Riverdale does have a show that is spinning off from them, which is in my mentionables, but they're... have been worried about it, but no, like, there is no confirmation that this is the final season, but we do have to think about it. this is senior year, so some of them are going to college, some of them probably are not, or some of them might stick around in Riverdale, so even if we do get more seasons after this, then I don't think we're going to have the same grouping of people that we've had these past four seasons, so there could be major changes coming in a potential season five. What I don't want to see, which is what I don't want to see ever, I feel like I say this all the time, is relationship drama. Because especially season two, I think the relationship drama between Bughead rubbed me the wrong way and really affected how I viewed and enjoyed season two. But I just really don't want that same thing for this, that same energy for this season. So that's what I don't want to see. I don't want to see a bunch of filler episodes, which... you know, a season that is 22 plus episodes is good for doing. I don't want to see a bunch of the filler episodes that divert from what the actual main storyline is. Like, if you're going to give me filler episodes, at least let them make sense and be relevant to whatever the storyline is, the overarching storyline is. And then, yeah, if this is the final season, then, like, this needs to be treated like the final season, and I want to see proper send-offs. I don't want to see a bunch of, like, half... done send-offs and failed send-offs. So that's Riverdale season four. Riverdale premieres October 9th. And those are all of the shows that I'm like discussing. So let's talk about some mentionables. So we have The Masked Singer returning for its second season on Fox September 25th. Super excited about it. This is like a show that I will never ever like do an actual discussion on, but it's a fun show. I really enjoy it. I really enjoyed the first season, so I'm excited to see where they go for this season. Mr. Robot will be premiering on October 6th on USA. It's the final season. Like I told you guys, this is the season of finales. So Mr. Robot final season USA October 6th. Make sure you mark your calendars for that. Peaky Blinders, you guys know I love me some Peaky Blinders. We have Peaky Blinders premiere on Netflix October 4th. So you guys know an episode will be coming for that as far as a discussion after I binge the whole thing. But look out for that. Batwoman, which is a new show in the Arrowverse and who will also be a part of our Crisis crossover event, will be premiering on the CW October 6th. Nancy Drew, which I'm actually a little bit excited about, but then I'm also like, oh my gosh, I don't know what you guys are going to do with this show. It's a new show premiering on CW October 9th. Limetown, based off of the podcast. If you've never listened to the podcast, Limetown, check it out. But this will be premiering October 16th on Facebook Watch. We have The Crown, which I don't think I've ever discussed The Crown on the podcast before, but this is season three of The Crown. So the people on the show are older. So therefore we have some new actors coming in to step into these roles. So that'll be premiering on Netflix November 17th. What I'm most excited about, Marvel's Runaways, because we know we got that Cloak and Dagger crossover event happening for this third season of Marvel's Runaways, and that will be premiering December 13th on Hulu, so make sure you look out for the discussion episode on that. Also, doesn't have a premiere date, but it will be premiering mid-season. This is a new show on the CW, Katie King, which is a spinoff from Riverdale, so... looking forward to that. Also, we know that Disney Plus is coming in November. So a lot of new shows to look forward to on there. But you guys, I think I've spoken for long enough. I actually managed to do this under an hour. So kudos to me on that. But this has been your fall 2019 TV preview. I want to know what you guys have to say about this season of upcoming shows. Let me know. You can let me know by shooting me a tweet on Twitter at Current Binge, or you can leave a comment on the Instagram post related to this episode at Currently Binging. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. up to date on new episodes by subscribing and following. You can find Currently Binging on multiple listening platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. Take the discussion beyond the episode by following on Instagram at Currently Binging and on Twitter at Current Binge.